The topic of education funding was discussed, debated, and ultimately voted on by members of the Alaska legislature. On the final day of the session last Friday, the legislature passed the governor's omnibus education bill that included $300 million in new education funding. The legislature was originally scheduled to gavel out on Sunday, April 20th, but that didn't happen because of the dispute about education funding. At his close of session press conference on Friday, Governor Sean Parnell was asked about the meeting he held on April 20th with members of the Republican-controlled leadership in the House and Senate.
Certainly, at that point, the House and Senate did not have agreement on the structure or allocation of those funds. And, of course, we were all disappointed that, you know, we could not reach agreement that night, but they also made the good decision that it was worth taking a few extra days for. It was the legislature's call to continue. I thought that was the right decision.
The governor's omnibus education bill went through a number of significant changes during the legislative process, but the final compromise bill was put together by a special conference committee. The bill included an increase to the base student allocation, which is the amount of money that school districts get for each student. Currently, the BSA is $5,680, but it will increase by $150 up to $5,930 in the next fiscal year. Dillingham City School District Superintendent Bill McLeod updated the school board about the education funding issue during Monday night's school board meeting.
We came in and balanced our budget, and we built it on a couple of assumptions. One, we built it on the projection that the governor had of 85. Well, in fact, we got 150, so that was $65 per student over what we had projected. And there's one-time grant money that they'll roll out proportionally to school districts. And we had built just an estimate of the current $25 million that we've been getting. They actually funded $42 million over the biennium. So the net effect of that, because we built some of this into our budget, but the net effect of that for the BSA will be around $89,500 in additional revenues to the district. And the one-time monies will be about $90,600. So we'll be somewhere in the area of $183,000 of additional revenue beyond what we expected. So that's always good news.
The compromise education bill featured a number of significant changes for school districts and their students, including getting rid of the high school graduation qualifying exam. It goes away on the 1st of July. Superintendent McLeod observed that instead of the qualifying exam, students will now be required to take some other tests.
They do have to, however, pass or at least take one of three assessments. They have to take an ACT test or an SAT test or the annual work keys that we already do. So we'll require our students to take the work keys. Not everyone takes the ACT and not everybody takes the SAT. And upon taking that and meeting all of our current graduation requirements, they will meet the qualifications for graduating.
The omnibus education bill approved last Friday also includes an increase to the per pupil monthly boarding school stipend for students in the southwest region of Alaska from just over $1,000 to just over $1,500. It also allows students to test out of courses in math, language arts, sciences, social studies, and languages. Superintendent McLeod reported that the details of how students can test out of classes are still being worked out.
And the state will have to develop some kind of a competency exam so we have consistency across the state. So if a teacher says, or a student says, hey, I think I know all there is to know about English 1, and I'd like to challenge out of that and go to English 2, we'll have to have some kind of an assessment for that. And so that's going to take some action on the state's part and our part to develop those kinds of assessments.
While the omnibus education bill includes a $150 increase to the BSA in fiscal year 2015, the increase in 2016 and 2017 drops down to $50. Governor Sean Parnell has praised passage of the bill as a historic achievement by the Alaska legislature, and he is expected to readily sign the bill. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.